AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A survivor of the deadly Garissa University College attack in Kenya was found today, 2 days later. 19-year-old Cynthia Shirotich told the AP she covered herself in clothes and hid in a large cupboard. She didn't believe that rescuers urging her to come out of her hiding place were there to help. Kenya's interior minister says five people have been arrested, and they're trying to figure out the exact number of people who did this.
We killed four, and that is basically the guys we found with the weapons. And so if there are other planners, I think the normal security system will find out and will be able to tell the country.
Three people were arrested trying to cross into Somalia. The state of Oregon is releasing 94,000 emails involving the fiancé of former Governor John Kitzhaber. He resigned of allegations she used the relationship to benefit her business.
The emails are messages between former Oregon First Lady Sylvia Hayes and staffers in former Governor John Kitzhaber's office. They show efforts by Hayes and the governor's staff to respond to media questions about her consulting work for organizations that wanted to influence state government. They were released in response to public records requests, and they also include some notes of support from friends and allies. I'm Shirley Smith.
The search continues in eastern Kentucky for a mother and child swept away by rushing water. Flooding is a big problem in Louisville. This man says that he saw the high water come to cause a road to collapse.
Never seen the road gone. It was like I left out here by 6:30, by 6:20 this morning. It was only about a couple feet. Now it's all gone.
A Chinese-born American geologist is out of prison in China. Zhu Feng served more than 8 years on charges of procuring state secrets. He is back home with his family in Houston. This is AP Radio News. Tonight in Indianapolis, it's a rematch of a Final Four matchup from last year. Kentucky plays Wisconsin.
If it's anything like last year's Kentucky win, it'll be worth watching. Aaron Harrison's three-pointer in the closing seconds gave the Wildcats a 74-73 winning spot in the title game. Wisconsin star Frank Kaminsky was held to just 8 points and five rebounds in that one, but he gets a chance to atone for it as the newly crowned AP College Player of the Year. The seven-footer and his mates will be facing a Wildcats team that's eyeing an unbeaten national championship end of the season. The 38-0 Wildcats are tall and deep, and they've displayed a knack for pulling out wins in the face of defeat, including last week's thrilling two-point victory over Notre Dame to reach the Final Four. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
And the other game in Indy, Duke and Tom Izzo's Michigan State team.
We played some great teams on the road. We had a heck of a Big Ten tournament with Ohio State and Maryland and Wisconsin.
Duke easily beat Michigan State back in November. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save